A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 14. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." I am a member of a preaching team giving parish missions. We have a question time during each session, and many interesting questions and observations result. This week, a woman said, "We have feasts of Jesus, and at Pentecost celebrate the Holy Spirit, but we never celebrate God, our Creator. Why don't we have a feast day honoring creation?" It is a good question with much merit. We do take creation for granted, and it not only should honor God, but also the beauty of what God has given us, and our obligation to preserve and share creation. I link her observation with that question of Philip. "Show us the Father, and then we will be satisfied." I can imagine an answer like God gave to Job. "Where were you when I created the universe?" Creation is a reflection of me. But Jesus said something different. "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." I think of the Christmas preface at Mass. "In him we see our God made visible, and so are caught up in the love of God we cannot see." In Jesus we see God. And Jesus goes further. "We believers also do the works of God." We actually share the work of creation. Another reason why we should honor and preserve our creation, and also celebrate and honor God, our Creator. Thank you.